90.9. I just witnessed an intense fight between Max and Cooper just now. They were playing an intense game of patty cake before the show just started. Would you guys like to say hi?
Yeah, I would. Hello, everyone. My name is Cooper Bates, and I'm joined with...
I'm Maxwell Gilley.
Hey.
Hey.
Wow. Incredible. I'm sitting... My chair feels very low. I don't know who's sitting here before.
Maybe you're welcome.
Maybe just my posture is bad, but my chair is like... I have to like squat to get to my mic, so I'm going to try to awkwardly adjust that. Please talk over me
that
while
was
I do this.
Probably
you know,
me.
Could just, you know, mute your mic as well. So basically, so Max.
Yeah.
We have something that's coming up pretty rapidly.
We do?
We do.
What is it?
It's the marathon.
The WBTG 56th Anniversary Marathon?
Yeah, that's 40 hours long.
And it's a great fundraiser for the station.
Yeah, gets us new equipment.
It's going to be May 6th and 7th, and we're excited to get to work that.
Yeah, we're already planning shows for it. I'm going to pitch some ideas to Ryan, see if he likes it.
I'm going to say no immediately. Yeah,
that sounds
no.
great.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo.
No, I May 6th and 7th. Is those weekdays? Is that a weekend?
It's Friday and Saturday, May 6th and 7th from like 8 a.m. to midnight. Or
yeah, it's midnight.
On that Saturday.
It's 8 a.m. to midnight.
Is that everyone's invited in the studio, or is it just ambassadors?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to make it.
Allowed to do their own little thing, cool. And there'll be 40 hours, so you'll get a time in for anything.
That's sweet, yeah.
And
I'd love
we're
to do
gonna
that.
Give prizes away to
yes,
people.
Yes, we are. That's we're also sweet. Gonna try to collect some donations to the station, which would be really great.
It is.
Speaking of donations, you recently, Max, you've donated some great Christmas lights, haven't you?
We did. So on. Over the weekend, we got them at Costco, and then we brought them in on Monday, and we actually set them up right before we went on the air for one of our shows, and then they got changed yesterday, so now they're a bit higher up, which I guess is a good thing, because one of the issues some of the taller kids had was they kept... you know, almost bumping their heads on the lights.
Yeah, Easter and I would hit our heads on it.
Oh yeah, tall guys. I'm 5'11", and I think I'm a tall person. I look at, you know.
You're not.
I
mean,
I'm not.
No, you are. You are technically tall.
Yeah,
all right, I'm
not,
stopping
my,
you there.
Yeah, technically
you're technically tall.
Tall.
The average is what, 5'9", 5'10"?
I think Indiana's average is 6 foot. But yeah, no.
Well,
but
no,
average
the
of
country
the,
average.
Yeah, country
we are
average.
A basketball state. Of course we have tall people.
Yeah, of course we have tall people. Only tall people can, you know.
Play basketball. Yeah, no, I but like I don't see the problem. Then I look at like Cooper or like Mr. Easter, and it's like, oh, I'm short. Like it just hits me like a
okay,
bus.
That's like comparing a Ram 1500 to a Prius.
I don't know what those are.
It's a big truck versus a really tiny hybrid car.
A what?
It's like a smart car.
Oh,
it's dumb.
Is it? Oh,
Rams think meant to be better.
Yeah, no, I don't know what cars are.
Fords are better though. Ford F-150 better.
Yeah, cars, dude.
Well, they only make trucks, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
My
yeah.
Ford F-150 is the
Bro,
best.
Bro, they're getting rid of my Fiesta.
No need for that.
Why?
You don't need to have a party.
Oh,
for everyone at home
cute,
as confused
it's a cute
as I am,
hatchback.
I'm sorry.
It's a car, Ryan.
Yeah. For
it's
everyone, car, for everyone to understand, basically, for the, what I just made a joke of, there's this small little said, there's like small little hatchback that's basically a Ford Focus but better.
To explain my joke, to understand
to explain,
my comedy,
to explain my joke to people who aren't car people,
to the dumb idiots in the crowd who don't know what a car is, like Ryan. Here's what I'm talking about. No,
yeah, no.
I'm excited for the marathon because I didn't really know about it. So this is like I remember.
Really,
I remember you should have been here. I remember hearing about it and like beginning of the year, and they're like, "Oh, there's a marathon." I was like, "That's cool," and I kind of I thought it would be like some random. I don't know when. I just kind of like, "Oh, that's cool." And my brain spaced it, and he said it was like May 6th.
I thought it was May 23rd at the beginning of the year. Turns out, no.
Well,
no,
yeah.
It's not.
No, that would have been difficult.
That would have
like
been.
The last week of school.
It is, yeah. Now, speaking of the last week of school, we're going to have some interesting things happen in radio, aren't we?
We are.
Will you be returning?
If I can, I will.
And what about you, Ryan?
Of course.
Very good.
Yeah. This is my dream. Is sitting in a studio with two idiots while I have a stomach ache and talk.
I mean, you don't have to be
You're
in a
welcome.
Studio to sit with two idiots.
No, but I can. So
that makes it better.
It does make it better.
Does make
talk
it better.
To the world.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the world.
All four
Only
of you.
Only on WBDG. Yeah. That sounds like a really weird Disney commercial.
Yeah, probably. Like, yeah.
That's Max. The advertisement you should have used to the ninth graders
on yes. Friday. You can talk to the world.
Some context on these two red shirt people. They're wearing red shirts. Both of you are. They're both ambassadors for Ben Davis's radio program. I'm not. And so I just sit and watch them be better than me or something, and then I sit and cry.
You really missed out on standing for like 6 hours.
Yeah, I know. I would love that.
You would love to sit there and stand and talk to tiny children for 6 hours.
I do that on the reg, so I don't see the problem.
Bro.
Yeah.
Gotta chillax, man.
Gotta chillax.
There's tension in the room, Max.
Of course.
There's always tension
in the room. Yeah, but that's the show.
Yeah.
We're off the rails.
We're not off the rails yet. We've just left the station.
Yeah.
Honestly,
we're at a tracking pace right now, Max.
Let's go.
If we had train sound effects, it'd be playing right now. Honk, honk. Dude, what do trains make? Chugga, 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 chugga.
It's a steam engine, so.
What's the difference?
Well, one uses gas.
What's gas?
Diesel.
Oh yeah, okay. So I've been watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
That's heard that from every single person who's ever watched the show, and they never shut up about it.
Sounds like someone doesn't like Breaking Bad.
I've never seen it.
Everyone keeps talking about that.
I've already seen Breaking Bad.
But it's the same reaction every single time.
Yeah, it's good. I haven't seen Squid Game. I should get around to that, but I'm rewatching it with
You're welcome.
Yeah, no.
Thanks for putting us onto this conversation, Max. Nothing makes my day more than a Korean playground.
I'm not going to talk about Squid Game. I'm going to talk about Breaking Bad. Anyway, my mom and I are rewatching.
Think we
can. No, I'm not going to go into detail about what's going on in the show. We don't even talk about it on a school radio. Whatever. No, it's my mom and I are rewatching it, and it's making me realize how much I hate television, and that's my subject. Cooper is how much I don't like watching TV.
You decided to go to radio. As a big middle finger to TV?
Kind of, yeah. It removes a big element of the part I hate.
You mean the thing that makes TV and radio different?
Yeah.
The TV.
Yeah. No, I like movies, but I hate the process of watching television because I always feel like I'm not doing anything. Because you can't, like, walk and watch TV. Like, you can walk into a wall, maybe. But, like, with radio or podcasts or whatever, you can, like, do stuff. Like,
yeah, you can listen in the background.
Yeah, you can go, like, work out. I'm not going to do that, but if you work out, you can go and do that.
Yeah, work out during radio.
Yeah, like, I draw.
Every time someone says any sort of letters in between A through E, you must do 10 push-ups.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. That's about, like, 50 push-ups already.
Yep.
Here
we go. No, I'm not going to do it because I can't do 50.
Oh, there you go.
So, Max, speaking of that push-up things, what do you think of American Eagle? Just as many A through E's as I can.
Oh, God.
Too many.
Too many.
No. But everyone at home, do a push-up every time I press a sound effect. I'm not going to do any sound effects today.
But you're welcome.
Pretend I did a sound effect right now.
Wow.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, no, I don't have any.
The drop-in now?
Yeah, I always keep the sound effects open, and I just look at them as a reminder. I like doing it because I feel like it gives them anxiety. Whenever I have it open.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jimbo. Watch this.
Jimbo? Oh no! Oh no! 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 Don't do it. He's.
I can turn the monitor away from him so he doesn't have to look at them.
And then I can turn it back and stare at it intensely.
Stop staring at the sound effects.
Yeah, for those who are confused, good. Second of all, I currently have a monitor to my left, which has a bunch of blue buttons on it, which I can press at a moment's notice. And by doing that, he's trying to grab my monitor. And by doing that, I can play a sound effect. For example, we have rim shots, dolphins, denied, dun-dun-dun. Explosion.
Okay, stop listing the sound effect. This isn't going off the rails. This is just the train just stalling. We forgot to load any of the coal in.
I think the train's on fire.
Well, trains are always on fire.
That's true. I've been on one.
Combustion
engine. Trains are so scary.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
Any transportation vehicle is terrifying. This is why I don't like cars. They freak me out.
Cars aren't scary. They're cars.
Yeah, but
the people driving cars, they're the ones who are scary.
You're not afraid of the cars. You're afraid of the drivers.
Yep. I'm afraid of both.
What?
That's called paranoia, my dude.
Maybe. No, but it's like a car explodes.
Okay, if it's not a Kia Soul, you're fine.
Because
those cars actually do. That is a problem that they have right now.
Oh, what are those one cars? 1972 Ford Pintos? I know something about cars. But those ones would like make like gas chambers in your car and you just like blow up.
That sounds like a lot of cars from the 90s, yeah, though.
Yeah, it was 70, 72, I think. And they're really pretty cars, I think. I like really ugly cars, though. So I don't know. The time is now currently 8 o'clock. Bit of a transition. We have our legal ID. Who wants to say it?
I do. We are live on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
And judging by how this episode goes, we're also not live. And we're on Audio Boom, Spotify, any place where you can stream anything, I think.
Maybe.
Maybe. Anything else?
You think we're on Deezer?
On what?
Deezer.
Don't do this to me.
It's not a joke. Not a Deezer joke. Is an audio place where you can upload songs and podcasts. It's a real thing.
I'm gonna send a letter to Deezer and tell them to change their name.
Why?
Are we gonna have a cease and desist from Weezer?
From Weezer? Oh yeah, our favorite. What is it called? Streaming service Deezer. That's not a good name.
I love all of the streaming services that carry WBDG.
I think I've used Deezer.
All the other ones do not exist.
See, I told you Deezer's real. You guys didn't believe me. You thought I was joking.
That's a terrible name. Anyways. Bad name. Sorry,
Ryan.
I stuck my mind.
I think it's a great name. It's the best name. What if it's the owner's last name and you're judging them for having a name? How rude.
If you send me a cease and desist letter, I'll I'm sorry. Deezer.
You know what? Right? You know how you're acting right now? You know what sound comes to my head when you're acting?
No, I swear to God, if you press a button. Cooper, no. Don't do it. Don't do it, Cooper. This is important.
I'm going to do it. It's going to be a turkey gobble.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do it.
Oh, I just turned the monitor off in the process.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. All right, talk over while I fix a monitor.
All right. So, Max, how's your day going? How was the Stick in the News yesterday?
Stick in the News was great. Best news show ever. The greatest news show that WBDG has ever had at 9:15 to 10 in the 2021-2022 school year.
Now, you know what's something fun about the Stick in the News?
What?
You know what? It's actually going to be on audioboom.com today.
Really?
Where can we find it?
Well, you can find it at Audio Boom. Search WBDG FM. Also on Spotify and other podcasting sites. Now, I'm sorry, but I must do this. I have to shout out our podcast every single time we do this. It's such a great thing.
You disgust me.
Thanks.
It's the best podcast.
You
were
chilling out.
You want to know another good podcast? It's School Talk with Emerson.
And
if you
want
to listen to it live, it's Fridays at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m., and this week, we have the JROTC on.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. They're like
great.
The military officer
they
training
sound important.
Thing.
Yeah.
They sound very important. All right, Ryan, I'm going to go ahead and give it off to you.
You're going
to
give it off to me?
There you go.
Wow, he's giving me the non-existent mic, even though we all have mic stands.
You've been given the reins.
Yeah, thank you. He's now sneezing. Ever make fun of him, he's sneezing.
Ha-ha, you can't be sneezing
in
this
radio?
Time.
Really?
It's 2021,
my sneeze ran away.
Man.
I don't know
You're
where my sneeze went.
You're not allowed
it's
to
gone.
Sneeze. Mm-hmm. Sneezing is illegal.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, don't you love how before the whole, like, thing happened, we literally, like, we could sneeze and people would just say, bless you. Now they just look at you with the deaths there.
The thing. Oh, we all know what it meant, too.
Well, yeah, no, we're yeah. not, we shouldn't say that on air.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Do we just gotta, like, bleep it whenever we say it?
We gotta go, you know that,
like, yeah, like a live bleep. Do we have those?
We have a sound effect for
that.
That
sounds so annoying. Anyway, no, I want to talk a little bit about yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't here.
Yep.
You guys had Salt and Pepper Diner.
We did do the Salt and Pepper Diner. I'm not sure if it was recorded or not, but I thought we did a pretty good job.
If you don't know, then it probably wasn't, because no one else is probably going to record it other than
that. That sounds
right.
Right.
Yeah, no.
It went well, though. Like, we added some new lore, you know?
Uh-oh.
Kept things a little consistent, cleared up some problems that we had in the last episode.
There was no
You're welcome.
Last episode.
It's all because of me.
Yeah, you broke.
I'm
you
the
broke,
show killer.
You broke Ryan, and you broke me.
Yeah,
really
I broke
funny.
Everyone.
I fixed my character. He's no longer Southern.
That's good. I don't know how to fix my character, because I laughed hysterically every time Max talked, which isn't a normal thing my character's supposed to do. Whatever.
You're not allowed to
For
laugh
those
on
who
radio.
Missed it, mm-hmm. I just did a Southern accent, and it just, like, broke everyone.
Yeah,
they
he
didn't
did a really bad Southern, like, stereotypical
and you,
sheriff
and you,
accent.
And you committed to it the entire
he
time.
He committed to it the entire time.
Yeah.
And, which was crazy.
And every joke was kind of the same punchline, which is why it was so funny.
Yeah, honestly.
It's just the same idea that he's, like, this, like, a hardened cop. and he's whatever.
Yeah, and then he added some, like, threw in a wrench of, like, why he was there. He never answered.
That's true. Great. I never was going to tell you. Yeah. And then I walked from Tennessee all the way there.
Yeah, it was an incredible episode.
Even though it's supposed to take care of, like, an organ.
Yeah, who cares?
Not real.
Yes, it is. Point. I've been there.
I apologize to all of our organ listeners. You are real. You have a great university. Your mascot is a duck. And we don't talk about the beaver.
You know they have oh, never mind. I was about to say, you know, they have more than one university. No, in the entire state of Oregon.
There's also Oregon State. Beavers.
Oh.
Anyways, no more Oregon talk, because it's going to make me sad. I want to live in Oregon. About yesterday, still, they were sticking the news. You guys talked a little bit about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? I'm very curious. You guys always seem to have a great time on sticking the news.
Yeah, no, the sticking the news was great. We got Chris on.
Chris?
Yeah.
Chris.
He's great.
He is.
He talked about science.
Science?
Yeah.
That was the smartest episode we had.
Yeah.
Chris is a bit of a
genius. I argued with him.
Oh, nice. No, I love Chris. He's great. I don't know what shows are on today. I've totally forgotten my Thursday schedule. But if Chris is on anything, I always root him on.
Well,
he's
hilarious. Have the weekly sports talk coming on after this.
And then it's in their own show. Like,
yeah,
then
it's Peyton and Lucas with Owen. And then we also have Peyton's other show.
Right.
It's the Peyton Scholl day.
Mm-hmm. It's a good double feature, I think. I think those guys are hilarious as well. I always feel like I turn right back to praising everyone in this radio station. Because you guys are all great.
That's the point of the show.
I love
really not. That's the actually, you said you were going to make a show based on that.
A little bit.
Not applicable, right?
Not applicable is getting a change. We had our last episode in that format.
Was this?
Tuesday. Yeah, it was Tuesday. Yeah. It was the day before I threw up, so there you go. That's why I was out. Anyway, that was a little flattering wake-up call. But, for not applicable, we were talking about, like, I wanted to change the concept. And I wrote all these ideas, and I was like, this would be great. You know, I can do this for myself. But I kind of feel bad working on a show entirely by myself. I feel like I like having a crew of people just to talk with and bounce off of.
Well, it makes it a lot easier, smoother, and, you know, frankly, more funnier. Probably.
Yeah, because when you guys talk, it gives me time to think of something else to say.
Yeah,
and also just
welcome.
Listen to you guys.
You get joke time.
Yeah, I do get joke time. But, because when you're, like, by yourself, you have no idea if you're funny or not.
Yeah.
You just kind of guess.
True.
So that's kind of awkward, but
you know what that reminds me of, that whole organ thing. So you seem like a man that enjoys music, right? And organ.
No, I hate both those.
You hate
things.
Both of those. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Dang, bro. I was gonna ask you what lo-fi channel you like the best.
None of them. That's awful.
None of them.
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a shame.
For lo-fi, I don't really listen to like lo-fi beats or anything. I used to, but I like low fidelity recording. I like Daniel Johnston a lot. I like Early Car Seat Headrest. I like people who sound like it was made with like a toaster. That music is always so like homemade to me. Anyway, I will go on a 4-hour rant about music quality and what it means to me. So I'm going to move on back to what I was talking about with Not Applicable, because that's something I actually do want to talk about on Not Applicable, which is quality and music especially. The new concept for Not Applicable, like even the word Not Applicable.
I can't say that word, applicable,
well. You said it pretty well.
You just said it twice.
I was able to do it today. It's a good day.
Yo, let's go! Good job, Max. We're all proud. You get a golf clap, one singular one for me. There
you go. So, for Not Applicable, we're changing the subjects, and we're trying to make it a show, which is kind of like show and tell, where you come in, three people, usually, and we all talk about one thing we recommend, usually music or art related, like up and coming artists, up and coming musician, up and coming whatever, famous thing you like, thing you recommend, whatever you want to recommend, whatever it may be, no matter how popular or unpopular it is, talk about it for a little, for probably 15 minutes each. And we think that concept is great. I feel like it opens up a lot of people to be able to talk about things they love. And to me, I mean, when you're on a platform like radio and people can just tune in at random, like right now, hello.
Howdy.
But you can come in and you can just like listen to people talk and you can get information you never expected. Because I feel like most of my favorite albums are from recommendations from friends. Twin Fantasy by Car Seat Headrest was recommended to me by like four people, and The Moon, or The Glow Part 2 by The Microphones, not The Moon. That's a song from...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, whenever you say that, I just think of Despicable Me.
The Moon. Never
are going to steal the moon.
Yeah, no, but the Glow Part 2, that's a great album. I probably will talk about this at some point. And
not applicable?
I'm not applicable. Not
there you
here.
Save it for the show.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
So, when's your first episode?
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
What
time?
Oh, God, I don't even remember. If I'm being
just
honest.
Tuesday. Are you in hour one, Tuesday. Two, or three?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's right.
That's really cool, right? No, I think I'm hour one.
In that case, it'd be 7:45.
I know my times. It's either 7:45 or it's 8:30. I just, my schedule's all over. I don't know what happened. I think yesterday, like, I had amnesia. My whole brain is just, like, flipped on the back of its head. I was out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I went
to
school.
You've lost the groove, huh?
I lost my radio groove. That's kind of clear with today's episode. I'm a little out of it.
Yeah.
Not high energy. I mean, I normally am not. I kind of like an NPR broadcaster, but it's...
Well, there's nothing wrong with, you know, this. Yeah. This is fine. This is working.
It's working. It's working. I just have to adjust my levels every 20 seconds.
You're welcome. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I kind of prefer this because it's like a nice, chill conversation.
It is a chill conversation.
And also, I die whenever I'm on a show and radio because I just use all my energy in the morning and then... Sixth period, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for class today. When I get over to Avon, I got pretty easy layout. It's I go to English, and then I go to math, then I go to history, and all you have to do is I just go up and down stairs like the same hallway,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so nice.
You have three classes.
Yeah, but they're really short. Normally, on Mondays and Tuesdays I have two. On Wednesdays I have two.
And I don't know how Avon works. I have four.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Oh, wow. No, it's like at three. Our schedule right now, for those who are in Avon and you're a student, you know our schedule's terrible right now. Even the school board has said it's bad. So I don't know what we're doing about that.
Brownsburg has not changed at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys will understand it, but basically our schedule is black, gold, ABC.
Oh, no.
So, you used one of those.
Yeah, one of those
That's
systems.
What our middle school tried to do, and it didn't work out because none of the middle schoolers knew their schedule.
Brownsburg tried doing that, and nobody showed up to any of their classes.
Yeah, so I have to like really think about what classes I have today. But
you
I
only
know,
have
yeah,
two, though?
Three today.
Three?
But on black and gold, I have two. Yeah, but I mean, if you have four classes, I mean, what time do you get out of school?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I get out at 2:40.
What?
Oh, yeah. When you get out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we also get out at 2:40.
What?
You start your school day?
Well, I start it at Ben Davis at 7:12.
No, but like, usually, does Avon start?
When does your school start?
Kind of like 2? Oh, at Avon, it starts at like 8:30.
That's why. See, we start at 7:53.
Yeah.
Do we have the same schedules?
Nope.
Well.
Yeah, no, so I get... They
just slightly off by, like, a couple minutes.
Yeah, they extended school out by,
like,
30
minutes.
So they
extended your car's extended warranty?
Yeah, they did. No, so what happened this year with Avon is they moved the school time up 30 minutes, where now, instead of starting at 8, you start at 8:30, and you leave at 3:10. But...
3:10.
And that sounds great, because I mean, like, I could be able to get up way later. But then I started Ben Davis, and I have to get up at 5. So I get up earlier and stay at school longer.
Yeah, that's the only... like bad thing about the career centers, you gotta wake up so much earlier.
Yeah.
I could wake up at 7,
mm-hmm.
but I wake up at 6.
I get up at 5 and then I go back to bed immediately. I wake up at 5 and then fall back asleep.
Why?
And then I get up at like 6. Uh-huh. My mom will like be like, wake up, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm terrible at getting up in the morning. That's like my biggest issue with school.
Oh, I can get up.
No, I'm always like, so tired.
That's the problem though. So I want to kind of jump off of that topic. Max, do you have an autopilot? Like, in the morning, do you just automatically do stuff?
Kind of, yeah. I just have a system of what I do every single day, and it just keeps repeating it every single day. So that's why it's easy to wake up for me.
So you do. Ryan, do you?
My autopilot usually starts midway through the day. Usually at work is when it's at its worst. It's usually in school, usually around when I get the Avon. Because when I'm on autopilot, I talk very directly and without much thought. Like, I do, like, jokes, but they're all, like, without me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how most of my comedy is anyway. But I consistently embarrass myself in the process of being on autopilot.
That's the way to go.
I have a little anecdote. So, it was in English. I was reading The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath. Great book. And my teacher, Miss Elmore, beautiful, beautiful woman, on a mind, not on like a just physicality. I mean, she's an incredible person. I shout out to Miss Elmore. She's really helping me out with my class. But she was like, Ryan, that's an interesting book you're reading. Bit of a weird choice for you or something like that. Because I read like Hunter S. Thompson and very journalistic writings, usually very cynical writers. And this person is cynical, but they're fictional. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm reading it to impress her. And I, like, did, like, a thumb sideways thing at this girl I sit next to, which it was true, but I didn't think I said that out loud. And so I see her later today.
Job.
Yeah, and
good
I just said it. I think she laughed, but I don't realize I do that until afterwards.
Yeah, see, I say those things, but then I always play off of it somehow.
I don't play off of it.
I can always come up with a joke, no matter what time it is, when it is, or, like, who I'm with. I can make someone like crack a funny.
There you go. I just make people probably feel embarrassed for me most of the time, and I like that.
You like being embarrassed?
A little bit.
Okay, that's
Because I feel like
that's unusual.
Yeah,
but, you do you.
You do me. Yeah. No, I don't know. I enjoy my time with autopilot mode because at work it's the best because you just like you go to work and then you're like, oh, day's over.
Yep. That's my school day after physics.
Yeah. Ooh.
So, like, I love history. Absolutely destroy it. Teachers asked me to stop answering questions because I always answer them. Only in history. But after history comes probably my least favorite class, physics. But that's just because it's an intro. It's a weird subject. I'm good at it, but, like, kids fall asleep in the class.
Is your teacher a fun one?
No.
That's why it's hard. Because if you want to make a good science class, you got to have a fun
you
teacher.
You got to have a
because
fun teacher.
It's a tough...
Shout out at Brownsburg to Brown Elementary's Mr. Matters. Greatest guy ever. He's actually
that's
the guy that I learned matter from.
That's a great name.
That's a great name for a science teacher.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've really had that many good science teachers. That's not their fault. I think I just hate science.
I can understand
like,
that. That's the class I struggle
with. It is so fascinating to me how chemistry works. But as soon as you show me anything in chemistry, I get so bored and confused. I feel like an idiot.
Chemistry's so much fun, though.
No, it's fascinating. It's like, whoa, we are made of carbon, and there's this constant state. Of math. It's like this is so cool. Everything around us is an element or whatever, and you know we're living in this.
Oh, fun fact! If you hit someone with a neon sign, it'll create more neon.
That's so cool, like
Wait,
that type of thing.
I want to do that.
Yeah,
no.
it's crazy. And then as soon as you show me like a chart or like a graph of anything science, I'm like, okay, you lost me.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure that we've started to fail our name. We have not gone off the rails. We're just cruising along. I wonder if there's going to be like a chiller episode.
Maybe it is. I'm very relaxed today.
Yeah.
And
so we can, I'm going to go ahead and say this. This is by far the most chill.
We're very
like,
organized
episode.
Today, I think. But that's okay. You know, that's okay.
We came in without a script as usual and it somehow turned into a regular morning show.
That's how it goes.
We need to call it like the coffee hour and everyone brings in a coffee.
Nope. Coffee evil.
Coffee is not evil.
Coffee is
a blessing.
Coffee is the devil's juice.
Are you saying this because you're like working with Emerson?
No, I don't have any issues with that. It's just more Starbucks than anything.
I thought that a lot of people were saying that Monster was.
Nope.
I'm more anti.
Energy drinks as a whole. I can put like caffeine and everything. So I put energy drinks, and I also put coffee.
You would hate
in that.
You
same...
would hate me because I love Bang. I love coffee.
You know, I have like an abusive relationship with caffeine. It's because I take a long break. Like I've moved on from coffee. I'm a
I'm
better
proud of
man.
You.
From
I'm
coffee.
Proud of you.
And then like last week, I was like, I'm gonna have a cup of coffee, and then I've just been drinking coffee like
Jeez,
every day. Since.
No, you can't do that.
No, but then I stopped because
yeah,
my stomach can't handle caffeine. I don't think I get so sick.
Oh,
mine
just
I
can't
eat.
Handle coffee because if anyone here didn't know, I have terrible like reflexes.
That's
when
great.
It comes
oh
to
yeah, it's very acidic.
Issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot of like acid up near my throat, which is not great.
You know, I just got terrible stomach problems, so I don't know. And but coffee, it's like a nice. I should just go back to drinking tea, basically.
We need to all bring in a green tea
like
Luke does.
But it doesn't wake you up. He drinks peppermint tea usually.
Oh, peppermint's even better.
I
love
peppermint
tea.
It's really it's nice in the stomach. Anyway, like when I drink coffee, it's just like a. Like, why am I doing this?
Well, and, I mean, yeah. We've just figured out the subject for next off the rails.
Yeah, no, but usually
I'm not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it.
No,
you were fueling my addiction.
Okay, Ryan, you wanna? We can after this. We can go to Studio B and record another off the rails.
I was drinking coffee.
Wow. Without Max.
You said you didn't want to be a part of it.
It was a great show.
We'll still on, bro.
We'll
dub in Max.
We're just gonna have like a special edition one time podcast.
Right, where I'm zoned out and Cooper talks for an hour. Yeah.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
That's the way to go.
No,
that is
with caffeine. Because I used to drink Bangs and stuff, and I don't know how my body could withstand that.
Yeah, like, neither do I.
Because you're a bigger guy, Cooper.
Yeah, like,
you're tall.
It takes a good two or three cups of coffee to get me going.
Yeah,
in the morning.
So a bang is perfect.
I drink an entire pot of coffee like when I really need to wake up, like straight out of the coffee.
I usually
machine. Drink
like one to two cups, and then I'm like, I don't really get energized. I usually get more tired. It's just like a nice warm drink in the morning. But I work more. I get way more focused. I'm tired but focused. And so I usually work on art when I drink coffee and stuff.
Oh, that's so nice. You literally are living the dream.
Yeah.
Now, here's one problem that I have with caffeine, though.
Mm.
So if you don't know, ADHD is a very weird, disorder thing. You can get a lot of weird results. Like, most of the time when I drink a Bang, it actually makes me more tired than I was. Which, it isn't great, but it's like a coin flip. It'll either make me really, really, like, what I want to be up, or it'll make me fall back asleep.
Yeah, no, that's how I am,
and that's why I have physics. I bring a pillow and a blanket. that's all a joke, but I honestly fall asleep during most of my physics classes.
Do you guys have, like, a specific class you fall asleep in?
No.
No, I don't have one this year, but I used to, last year especially. Etymology. Because all you would do is go in and take a test, and then you'd study for the rest of, for the next test afterwards.
And it was one of those classes?
Yeah, and I had it with like four friends, so we just would talk, and then I'd take a nap.
Yeah. There's one thing, though. In physics, there's one thing that we do that you didn't. Did you ever go to like labs and stuff?
No, we just sat.
Yeah.
No,
we have labs every Wednesday, which is the only time when I don't fall asleep. But Wednesday's also an early release day for BHS, which is super nice.
Yeah. I would like to say there's a very amazing photo of me and my friends in etymology where we're doing the, you know, like the golden ratio, like the circle spiral thing where it goes down. It's like to show the perfect image.
Mm-hmm.
We perfectly recreating it on accident with like a selfie Laney took.
Oh.
Where everyone's heads just get lower and my head smashed into a table because I'm passed out.
Nice.
That's a very good photo.
That's something. My math teacher, he's a great guy, and his TA often falls asleep in her math class.
If your TA is falling asleep in class, then you know there's something
wrong. Her math class, not his class. And it's really funny what she does is she'll fall asleep and she sits right next to the door, so he'll walk by and just stare at her until she wakes up because he's on his prep period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best thing ever. My favorite part about all of this is just I have some great teachers this year. Like, they're really good.
I was a bit worried because I didn't really like my teachers at first because they all seemed kind of boring. But as time's gone on, I've really enjoyed my teachers. I really like Easter. I think that's kind of apparent.
Yeah, no. That's a guarantee. Easter is by far easily my top 10 best professors.
Probably top five, Dr. Easter. Yeah, no, but he's a funny guy and
he's a great guy.
He's got energy in the morning and I always respect that in people. So I don't know. You know
what the funny thing about that is? The funny thing about it is this year, by far, I've had the best teachers.
I had some really good teachers, like eighth grade.
I don't usually get them. I usually get the, like, either get class done with or the ones that have, like, some sort of, like, thing where they can't be in class every day, so you never really understand the message.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how Spanish 1 went for me. My teacher, unfortunately, has cancer.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's now online class only because of COVID, and he can't, you know, get it. Because he's got a immunocompromised. But it really screwed me over in Spanish, too.
Yeah.
But now that I've done my, you know, years of Spanish, I don't have to do any more languages, so I can finally just study one on my own. Let's go.
What are you studying?
Icelandic.
Nice. I actually considered Icelandic, but it just seemed way too complex. It's one of those
It's pretty complex, but it's not terrible. It's manageable.
I failed Spanish. I don't think I failed, but I got like a C.
C's get degrees.
Yeah, that's right. But I was in eighth grade, and then I was like, I'm never doing Spanish again.
Yep.
It's just, I'm fascinated by the language. It's just, I hate the class setting of it.
Yeah, no. That's the thing. Yeah. I hate language classes, but I love learning languages.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
it's such a dumb concept. Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be where you just get like those language apps after high school.
I'm way ahead of you. I'm way ahead of you, and you can get a lot of help if you want to learn Icelandic. You can go to the University of Iceland. They have this website. Website, and it's absolutely great. They basically connect you with a student that's trying to learn English, and you guys can help each other out.
That's
cool. It's a great program.
Yeah, no, I've considered learning Spanish over, like, I've like, reconsidered it, but I got 1 year of high school left. I don't think I don't know. I think to me with learning languages in school, it kind of reminds me of like learning like guitar.
Yeah.
Where, they teach you things which are like practical, but aren't long lasting. Like a lot of guitar lessons, you learn how to play like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah.
And it's like, what am I doing? You know?
Well, it's like, so you can play it at that child's birthday party.
Yeah,
that's true.
But like if you teach someone how to play a chord, then you're way more set up. Like here's how you play a C. It's like, oh, okay. Then you have to play that for the rest of your life. And that means you can play one chord in a song. And that's way more important than playing a very specific thing.
Yeah. Now that brings me to my next topic. So I'm surrounded by people like, Ryan, if I'm correct, you want to get into radio for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so does Max. He wants to be a sports broadcaster.
Yep, just sports broadcaster, whether it be radio, TV, streaming.
Yeah. So that's crazy because I'm the only one that ever wants to do something that's not radio related.
Yeah.
I personally want to get into voice acting and story creation, which is crazy because everyone else here, like, you know, especially Ryan and Max want to go into some form of, on like live radio thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you do voice acting, you don't really go live most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly just, you know, pre-recorded and then, you know, you have animators or actors or whoever. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. So, where do you guys want to go for, like, all that?
Like, school-wise?
School-wise.
I don't know. I'm considering Heron, which is a sub-part of IUPUI. And then, recently, I've been getting a lot of pamphlets from the University of Art, Institution of Art of Chicago.
Oh.
And so, I'm looking at that. But I don't know if they have a communications course. I might just go there for my own art. Which is another thing I want to do is my art, but it's radio. Getting into radio is already unlikely. Like that's like a pretty high bar of like,
podcasting.
Yeah.
Though.
But everyone has a potty hat. Anyone can do a podcast.
Yes, like, everyone can do a podcast. Everyone has one.
Yeah,
I have one.
But working at a radio station,
maximum volume.
Oh,
whoa. Everyone working at a radio station. Like that's hard. That's
same
a lot harder
reaction.
Than,
whoa.
Whoa. But like, you know, turning your phone on and talking into it and calling it a podcast, you can do that whenever. So,
hi, Mom.
Yeah, there you go.
You're on my podcast,
Carl Weezer. But so that's already a high bar. But then, like, I want to be a professional artist who's like a modern artist.
Don't exist.
That's like way higher on the level of impossible. And I have to be famous. And that's like, I can't do that.
Sure, you can. Sure, all you got to do is get them NFTers.
NFTs?
Yeah, I hate those things so much.
Too.
All right, no.
Just take a screenshot, bam, NFT.
NFT
rant
and then,
over.
Then right-click, save image, boom.
No more NFT rants right now. It's next episode, maybe.
Maybe.
Max, what are you going to go to school for, radio or broadcasting?
So there are really two main options. I'm going to either do UIndy or Ball State because Ball State has a great communications program. Like, overall, UIndy is more focused on radio. So those are the two ones I really want to go to.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Cooper?
I personally want to go to Purdue or maybe IUPUI since that's, you know, cheaper, closer, and I can, you know, live from home. And then, it's nice.
It is so nice.
Yeah, my brother goes there. They got a great radio, like, thing going on. They got voice acting. And, of course, they have my favorite field, electrical engineering.
There you go. Yeah. Is that Purdue or IUPUI?
It's Purdue.
Yeah. No, it is definitely fat. I'm terrified of college. I already don't like school. Not even for like a valid reason. I'm just a teenager.
Well, I feel like everyone is afraid of college until they get there and they either really love it or they
hate it
immensely.
Yeah, I don't know. Education environments are one of my favorite things to be in. I love learning. I love sharing knowledge.
I like learning, but there's just something I don't like about school.
Yeah, I understand that. But But this feels so hands-on. I feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Like
well, this is different. This is
like
learning.
This is kind of like a trade school.
Yeah.
Where you're like,
this is basically a trade school. Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah. Which is what I would probably prefer going to anyway. But like if I could do a radio course,
you learn things that you're actually going to use in life.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't really what you're learning how to use in life, but
well, you might. You never know.
Yeah. If it's your job, but like. The kids who do like tech for cars and stuff, those guys, that's an amazing skill.
Like automotive?
Yeah, that's a totally important skill to have.
Yeah, it's super important. Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that is crazy important. We are running very low.
We are very, very low.
So that was a little school talk.
Yeah. Good show. Best show.
Yeah. Best show on
our channel. That was off the rails.
We'll,
this will probably be uploaded by Friday on Audio Boom and other podcast services.
Uploaded right now. No,
right now.
Do it.
Sure, I'll fill in that booth.
You better do it anyway. You guys have any finishing statements?
Nope.
You?
No. I don't either. I didn't have anything planned.